Let's take our Bibles once again and turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14. John 14. I'd like to look at one verse of Scripture, verse 18. I think it goes just exactly with what our Lord had told His people back in Jeremiah. John 14, 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The Lord had been with His disciples now for about 3.5 years. He was getting ready to go to the cross. And He who knows them, much greater than they'd ever know themselves, knew they're going to need some comfort. And He told them in verse 16 of chapter 14, He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Who, Lord, could that be? He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But listen to this precious word. He who knows His people, He says, you know Him. He'd given them a heart to know Him. You know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now I want us just for a few minutes to stop, and I truly pray that the Lord give us some understanding right here. I need some comfort. I need for the Lord to do something for me that I can't do for myself. And He who is the truth, whose word is never going to return unto Him void, He who promised, I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. Now I know this. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of you. And I believe He's here. But I truly believe that there's some folks here this morning that's gathered together in His name that wants to hear. I need to learn. I need to be taught. He who has eternally had a heart for His people, in that precious electing grace, I love the truth of election. I chose you. He who has eternally promised, I will never forsake the objects of my mercy. You listen to this word of promise. Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. Let your character, let your conduct be free from the worry and the craving and the greed, the lust, and the focus for material things in this world. Why? For I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I want to believe that. I believe that, and I want to believe it. Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief. I got an old man, and you that know him do too. We got an old man that wants to tell me right now, Ron, oh, you can't believe that. But I got a new man that does believe it. And I struggle. And my old man, my new man, they war one with the other, and they strive together. But he said, and it's who said it. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. When Adam, turn with me to Genesis 3. When Adam, Eve was in the garden, and the Lord told Adam, you may eat of all the fruit of this garden, except one. Pointed it out. Now you can't eat of this one. And here was a fact. Here was the fact of the matter. He who saw Adam in the fall before Adam was ever created, he said, in the day that you eat, you're going to die. And Adam, with his eyes wide open, ate of that fruit. And when he ate of that fruit, I tell you what he knew. He knew he was naked. I don't have a covering before God. I'm standing naked before God. So he and his wife decided what they'd do is they'd take them some fig leaves. And they'd sew those fig leaves together. And the Scripture says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, from the one who promised, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. And here he is in the garden making good on his promise. Verse 8, Genesis 3. They heard the voice of the Lord, God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord, God, amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And Adam began to try to explain to God what had happened, how he'd gotten in that predicament, and how his wife had offered him that fruit, and he ate it. And there he was, standing before God. And Almighty God, who promised, I'm not going to leave you an orphan. I'm going to come to you. In verse 21, it says, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. Oh, that he might clothe me in the righteousness of God. of His precious Son. Lord, You promised to Your people, those You've everlastingly loved, those that Your Father has given Him. Lord, I believe You. I believe that You've shown mercy to me. I believe, Lord, I have no confidence in my flesh. I have nothing in me, Lord. All of my hope is bound up in Your mercy. Lord, clothe me. God's people are pilgrims in this world. This is a wilderness. And they're strangers to the world's ways, especially to the world's religion. But they're not left in this world as orphans. Turn to Hebrews 11. They're not left as sheep without a shepherd. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my guide." God's people are not left in an unmerciful world that hates them. They're in it, but they're not of it. In Hebrews 11, verse 36, the Scripture says concerning those that He's promised, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless of what's happening to them." Well, these others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted and slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens, caves of the earth. Wow. Sounds like to me that they've been forsaken. These all having obtained a good report through faith. The Lord had given them faith to believe God, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I'm not going to leave you. When the world forsakes us, God is saying, "I'll never leave you comfortless." Why? They're the Lord's sheep. Beloved of the Father, bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Let me ask you this. Which loving parent in here would leave his children destitute? Which one? Shall he who has eternally stood as the surety of his people, of the sheep, the one who's bore the guilt in his own body, the one who's robed them in righteousness, he who changeth not, shall he forsake his own? He who laid down his life for the sheep, is he going to leave you to yourself now? Isaiah 49, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb?" You mothers who've born children, nursed them, held them, loved them. The Lord said, "Yea, they may forget." Just forget. "Yet will I not forget thee." I'm not going to forget you. Psalm 27:10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. After, turn to John 20. After the Lord was raised from the dead, the Scripture sets forth John chapter 20 that He came to Mary Magdalene in the garden. I want you to look at this. Look at John 20, verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping. And as she wept, and I read these precious words right here, and just listen to this. Here she is, her heart's broken. And she's weeping. And she stooped down and just looked into the sepulcher. Just looked in. Just trying to see. And she seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she saith unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And that broke her heart. She turned and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Lord, it's you. It's you. Lord, I'm looking at you. You did not leave me comfortless. You came to me. Those two, look at Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. There was two of the disciples that was on the road to Emmaus. And they, Scripture says they were talking about the events that had recently happened. Look at verse 15, 16. Came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know Him. And they began to talk with Him, and He was explaining what had transpired. And the Scripture says in verse 25, Then He said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh to the village where they went. And He made as though He would have gone further. But they constrained Him. I wonder why they did. He moved on their heart. They constrained Him, saying, Abide with us. For it's toward even. The day is far spent. He went in and tarried with them. It came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to them. And when He did, they'd seen those hands break bread before, just like that. I've seen that happen before. When did they see that? Just turn back to Luke 22:19 for just a second. Luke 22:19. The Scripture says He took bread, He gave thanks, He broke it, gave it unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And back in Luke 24, came to pass, he set at meat with him. He took bread and blessed it and broke it. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. He vanished out of their sight. And they said, "Did not our heart burn within us as he opened unto us the Scriptures?" I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. Look at John chapter 20 once again. John 20, verse 19 and 20. His disciples, after his crucifixion, were hiding. The Scripture says, for fear of the Jews. John 20, verse 19, it says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, said unto them, 'Peace be unto you.' When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." Look at verse 24. "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, 'We've seen the Lord.' But he said unto them, 'Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, 'Peace be unto you.' Then saith he to Thomas, 'Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing.' And Thomas answered and said unto him, 'My Lord and my God.'" I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. Oh, weary pilgrim, I know that the day is long. I know something, just like you do, of the trials of this life and the weariness of this world's fleeting, fading, empty promises. But you that are pilgrims, strangers in this world, how often have you been at night upon your bed and remembered Him and meditated upon Him in the night watches during the night when everything is always worse? It's always worse at night. Have you ever noticed that? And in these night watches, when these things that plague us and bother us, and why you're laying on your bed and you don't know if you're awake or asleep, but He comes to His people. You that know Him, you know what I'm talking about. And you think upon the Lord. You know why you do? He said, "Because I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you." Oh, as you search the Scriptures and hear the Gospel preach, and this blessed Word that the Spirit of truth blesses to your heart, and you, like those two on the road to Emmaus, our heart just burns with, "I know His voice." And He speaks. He speaks comfort. And I know this. Without Him, I can do nothing. Listen to this word of promise. Matthew 28:20. "Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." And the believer that hears those words He says in his heart, Lord, as you've come to me in regenerating grace, Lord, as you've ever kept me, Lord, come to me afresh. Draw me unto yourself. Lord, you that has promised, you never forsake your own. Never. Could there possibly be a time when the Lord would not make good on that promise? Let me show you something in closing. Turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 17. Here's something that happened to one of the Lord's own. I'm talking about one of these that the Lord said that this world wasn't worthy of them. There was a man named Stephen. And this man, Stephen, was preaching. And the Scripture says that as Stephen was preaching, that those that he was preaching to heard what he was saying. The Scripture sets forth that while Stephen was preaching, they came and started to gape on him. The Scripture sets forth, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And with that sight, the Lord manifested to Stephen, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And without doubt, based totally upon the Lord's word, Stephen left this world in perfect comfort, at rest, in peace. And believer, you will too. You will too. I've not seen a whole lot of things. But I have seen a believer die. And I can tell you this, the Lord will not leave His people comfortless. He said, I will come to you. Last verse of Scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians 4. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, says, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren. Isn't that sweet? God's going to not leave His people comfortless and be ignorant of what He's going to do. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you. Lord Jesus, come quickly.